This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This morning, I am thinking about the importance of empathy. And as we move to heal as a nation, in particular around the recent horrific events that we've experienced over the last several days, the first step in this healing process seems to be a step of empathy for the other side. There is a conservative columnist that wrote a piece this weekend that is getting a lot of attention, and it is a sign of a first step out of my own thinking to understand the other side. And he talked about his relationship as a white male in this country with law enforcement, and that was really his frame of reference. So when he heard African Americans talk about their experiences, it was all foreign to him. In some respects, he couldn't even accept it because it just didn't seem feasible. But here's the thing about empathy. It says, I'm going to put down my side for a moment, and I'm going to make a concerted effort to embrace the other side. And not only the actions or the words, but the mindset that actually has you in that place, if that makes any sense. And so he's taken a first step to understand the other side. And it has been so well received, and it is so comforting. And so I'm going to do that myself. I may disagree with the side, but I'm going to take the step not only to see their actions, but to even understand the mindset that drives them to those actions, if you will. And the words that I will stand on today are, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. 1 Peter 3:8. Share this Be Moment because others really desire to be inspired.